So I didn't think I was going to have time to podcast today, but I do. So you get another episode, episode 4 of Paul's podcast. What I want to talk about today was, I had three things. One is some feedback that I got on the website. I want to thank everyone for all the feedback I've been getting lately. I've been hearing from Gary in Albuquerque and Jay the Haunt Cub. Michael Perry left a big comment. On the episode 2, I heard from Gary in Albuquerque again and Brother Sinatus. And then there were other comments added to the very first podcast from Gary in Albuquerque, Casey in Denver, Tim in Alaska, Ramble Redhead. Thank you all so much for the comments. I appreciate all the feedback. Now, one of the comments, I believe it was from Jay the Haunt Cub, asked about my partner. Now, I will say this at this point that I'm not going to talk too much about my partner, but for those of you who listened to my old podcast know that I have a partner and we are coming up on 7 years together. We do not live together still, but we are things are going very well for us. We're very happy and we pretty much do all the same things that we used to do. We go to wineries, we entertain friends, we have dinner parties, we hang out, enjoy wine, those kinds of things, and all of our interests continue. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say. I'm going to try to keep this podcast about me and focus on my opinions about what's going on in the world and my reactions and to news items and things like that. So I'm pretty much going to stick to that. And when it's appropriate, I will discuss things going on with the partner, but just know that things are going great. More feedback. I got a Christmas card today from Hat M. I've got to stop saying please forgive me. This cutest card says, Happy Holidays from the Mexicans. And then Hat M wrote on the inside some nice things. And then Hat M and Mr. Z signed the card. I thought that was very nice. Wishing me some joyful New Year and so forth. So thank you, Hat M, for the Christmas card. I appreciate that. It's very nice. Now, the main thing I really want to talk about tonight was my father and give you an update on what's going on with him. Those of you who follow my blog, those of you who follow my blog know that my father fell and broke his hip, and he spent a week in the hospital, and he had his hip replaced, and he is now in a rehabilitation center, and probably for another month. I'm not going to go into the whole entire story of how he fell and all that stuff, because that's just, it's in the past now. Right now, our focus is on getting him the care he needs to build up muscles and gain weight and get himself back to being 100% independent, because the facility, the rehabilitation center, will not release him until he can take care of himself 100% because he lives alone. Granted, I do have an older sister who lives near him, but she is not a caregiver. She's not the care provider for him. He takes care of himself. Now, he turned 81 on January 1st, so he's not young. And my brothers and sisters and I, recently we had a conference call to discuss the plan of care for him and all the different people that we talked to at the facility, from doctors, nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, administrators. Just the parade of people who are taking care of him is just amazing, and we're extremely appreciative. Luckily, his insurance is such that he has 100% coverage for 100 days. I know he will not be in that facility for 100 days, but it's good to know that everything is covered for the whole time he's there. Because having to worry about money while you're trying to get better is, not a good thing. That's too much stress on you. And as it is, my father needs to worry about walking again and gaining weight. When he was in the hospital, when they first admitted him to the hospital, he only weighed 132 pounds. And this is a man who is 6 feet tall, roughly. And he should weigh probably a minimum of 160. So he's a good 28 pounds, 30 pounds below where he should be. Now, since he was admitted to the rehabilitation center, he's gained 6 pounds, but that's not nearly enough to build muscle and, you know, be strong enough to walk on his own. So that is one area where he is, where we're concentrating is getting him to eat more and build up those muscles. So that's something that we're definitely working on. The other thing, too, is that he is now on oxygen because he has COPD from 40 or from 50 or 60 or 70 years of smoking. So he now has to be on oxygen only because when they admitted him to the rehabilitation center, his oxygen levels were low. And then each time he has been doing the exercises and the physical therapy, his oxygen levels have been dropping. So to make sure he has enough oxygen in his blood, they have him on oxygen. I don't know that that's going to be a permanent thing, but probably now while he's working on building strength and building muscle, they'll keep him on that. But luckily, my sister is down there, and she's able to go see him during her lunch break and after work and really keep up with things, and she informs us with these daily emails about what's going on. So my father is on the road to recovery. He's getting better. Every day he walks a little more and does a little bit more and gets a little better. It's just going to be another probably month before he can leave that facility, which is fine. I'd rather him be in the facility and being attended by the people who can take care of him. I need to try to find a time sometime in the month of January to go down and visit him. But damn, my life is so busy. Probably not as busy as it could be, but it seems like finding time to either take off work or spend a weekend visiting him is just, right now it's just a little tough. So those are the things I wanted to discuss today. I really want to thank people for the feedback and all the comments and the Twitter attention and stuff like that. I appreciate that. I keep thinking that with my Gmail email address that there, I think I have a Google Voice message number, whatever, attach that email, but I have to check to see, because as I was saying before, I don't think I'm going to do a voicemail line, but I might have the Google Voice thing. I just have to look into it. I haven't had time to check it out. And I said I was going to keep these podcasts to about 5 minutes, and now I see that I'm already closer to 8. So you'll have to forgive me. But you got lucky, and you got a 4th episode this week, and but I definitely will not be podcasting this weekend, tomorrow or this weekend, because I will just be too busy. I'm going to be going to a couple wineries and putting away Christmas decorations and relaxing. So that's all I have for today, boys and girls. Boys and girls, why am I saying that? That's what I used to say. Listeners, whatever you want to call yourselves, thank you for listening, and have a great weekend, and until next time, bye.